97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Maxine Mitchell, who is the owner of For the Moment Event Services. Maxine, pleasure to have you today.
Well, thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Looking forward to sharing with you and the public about For the Moment.
There's a lot to say. Let's get started.
Yes.
Right. Maxine, your company is called For the Moment Event Services. Tell us what your company is.
It's a full service event company, meaning that we are there with you from the beginning until the end, if that's what you desire. Mm-hmm. But I also tell people, I reference it to the fact that we'll do anything at your event that you don't want to do, that you can't do, so that you can enjoy your guests.
That's fine. What's your specialty as far as events, or is there a specialty? Is it weddings? Is it banquets? Is it something special, or do you do everything?
Oh, I do it all. And please, no matter how big or small your event, please consider For the Moment Event Services, because we look at every event as a special moment for you.
Very good. Why did you start this business, Maxine?
Well, I've been doing this business for a number of years for family and friends, and it's something I really love to do, especially the cooking. I can just get in the kitchen and just cook and have a great time. It's a lot of hard work, but for me, it's fun. And so that's the part of For the Moment service that I enjoy the most. And then I like the event planning, because it allows me to sit down with an individual and just get to know them, get the idea of what they want the event to be like, so that them and their guests would leave there saying, wow.
Beautiful. That's what you want.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned you do all the cooking. Is there a limit to how many people can have an event, since you have to do the cooking, or do you cater out sometimes?
Well, at this present time, we can cater up to 125.
Okay.
We have done more if it's necessary, because I have a reserve a group of people who are dedicated to For the Moment services and making sure everyone enjoyed that moment. And so I can call on for extra individuals to come in. But I'm there to oversee the preparation and make sure that when your guests taste that food, it's this is good.
It's good. What is your specialty in terms of food?
I'm a Southern girl, so I believe in Southern cooking.
Okay.
And just bringing that touch there that you would think about your grandma, great-grandmother, and say, wow, I remember my mother used to cook like this.
Beautiful.
Ooh, my aunt, man, she used to whip stuff up like this. And so that's where I've focused in on the Southern part of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, what if one of your clients says we want something other than Southern cuisine? What do you do then?
Well, I have partnered with other services, caterers who can provide that. So I partner with them, but I tell them, please, when you work with my client, treat them just like if I was working with them. So I want that continuum of services to be the same.
Right.
That you won't say, oh, if Maxine could have fixed this, my food would have tasted good.
Uh-huh.
So when I recommend them to someone else that I have partnered with, they get that same good taste and then that same good services.
So that tells me that even if they want a different cuisine, you make sure that everything is still top drawer,
yes,
still the best, so the client,
yes,
won't be upset.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Maxine, how much lead time does a person need or company need to do business with you, to have you prepared, get ready to make it happen?
Of course, the earlier the better, but if you wait at the last moment and maybe someone you was depending on wasn't working out, you can call us up and we begin to get the wheels rolling,
yeah,
so that we could still provide you with that fine service that you was expecting from,
right,
for your event.
Now, do you have certain locations where you like to have the events, or does your client always provide the location, or do you do both?
I do both because I have clients that come to me, say, I already got the location. I just need someone to come in, whether it's to set up and decorate the place, or I need someone to prepare the meal, or someone who will come in after everything is over with, because we are responsible for cleaning up the place. So they will call on us to come do that as well. So that's where that continuum of services coming at. We can be there at the beginning down to the end.
Yes. Now, you mentioned decorations. I know you do responsible for the cooking, for the food. Do you also handle your own decorations, or do you hire somebody out to do that?
No. Well, now, if they said, Maxine, we just want for the moment to come in and do the decorating, you may see Maxine Mitchell in there putting tablecloth on the table, setting the centerpiece in place. But if we need to do the decorating and the cooking, I have staff that handles that. Some very good expert decorators that will come in and just have your place when people walk in and say, wow, this is nice. Who did this?
Beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
so,
what we want.
Yeah. So we are prepared to do the full range of services that is needed for your event.
That sounds first class to me, right?
Yes.
That's the way it should be. Who are some of your ideas? Ideal clients, for example, is it churches? Is it all brides? Is it businesses? Who do you look for as clients, or who comes to you as clients?
Mostly it's brides who are looking for someone to do that real special day for them. Churches have called on me for church anniversary, pastoral anniversaries, or individuals who said, my parents are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and I thought of you. I've been to an event that you had, and I saw how you decorate the place, and would you just come do that? Or I've been to an event, and girl, I taste that food. It was something else.
I must be some food.
Yes. And so they would ask me to come in and prepare the meal for that. And in preparing the meal, I have two ways that I could do it for you. Actually, there's three. One, we could come and do a full service where we bring the plates and send them out to your guests. Or we can create a beautiful buffet line. And if you really want to impress your guests, create some food stations where you give people a chance to mingle while they eat. They love that.
And you said you provide the china, the silver, you do all the flatware, everything like that,
yes,
too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
And then if you're the do-it-yourself type of person, we can provide. We'll pack it up for you. You could pick it up, or we can deliver it to your event. And then we leave, and you'll handle the rest.
That's perfect. What about small, intimate dinners? What if four people or five people want to have a dinner and bring guests over? Can you service that as well?
Yes, that's when we become your personal chef.
Yes.
Where I'm there at the beginning, even before your guests arrive, I'm there making sure the setting is right. I'm preparing the meal. I lay out the food and presentation. And then while you're enjoying yourself, I'm cleaning up and getting things back in order.
Perfect.
So when you finish, I clean up the dishes. And then I would say, hope you have enjoyed your evening. And then that way, you the host, after everything is over with, and people have enjoyed your Southern cooking.
That sounds beautiful. You love that food.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Maxine, let's take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, let's get your contact information and find out more about For the Moment Event Services,
yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Maxine Mitchell, who is the owner of For the Moment Event Services. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Maxine Mitchell, who is the owner of For the Moment Event Services. Maxine, when we left off, I said, when we come back, let's get your contact information for your fabulous business. Please tell our audience how they can contact you.
Yes, please contact Maxine Mitchell at 919-357-3455. Again, that's 919-357-3455. Or you could email me at forthemomenteventservices@gmail.com. But please always visit our website at forthemomenteventservices.com.
Perfect. That's for the Moment Event Services with an S, like
yes.
You said.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. .com. Thank you. Maxine, in our first section, you just described how you just have your customers so happy with that food you make and how you decorate. Tell us, what sets you apart from other event planners?
Well, we offer a continuum of services. So what set us apart is the whether we are doing it at the beginning, in the middle, or the end. We have your whole event in mind as we begin to plan and do our part in your event. So I would like to give an example.
Right ahead.
I was doing a reception for a couple, and they had contract with an outside individual to provide the wedding cake. So maybe about 30 minutes before the reception is to begin, someone said to me, "Maxine, where's the wedding cake?" I said, "Oh, you're right. They haven't gotten here with it." Got on the phone, called the individual, said, "Hey, I'm calling on behalf of the couple that you were supposed to provide the wedding cake, and the wedding cake isn't here yet." And they said, "Oh, isn't the wedding next week?"
Hello.
And I said,
Oh, no.
"It's this week."
"Uh-huh."
"Oh, well, I thought you..." I said, "But you should have cleared that up with the client first." I said, "But I'll tell you what. Okay, that's fine." So I sent out one of my assistants and said, "I need you to go out and purchase this type of cake, and I need two of them."
Oh, my gosh.
"And bring them back here. And when I do an event, I always have some extra things around so I can decorate, stage."
Right.
So they came back with the cake, and I told them, "While you're out there, I need you to get me a topper."
You're making this up, because you have to. Beautiful.
And I end up setting up two average cakes, because this person didn't order a large cake. And I set the cake up, the two cakes up, and they enjoyed it. And they, at the end, she said, "Oh, tell the baker that that cake was so good." And I said, "No, honey, you're going to have to go back and get your money for the cake."
Yes.
I had to provide the wedding cake. And she said, "You did?"
Oh, my goodness.
So that's the type of services that we provide, where we said, "No, we're going to make this work." And she didn't even know until the end when I told her to go back and get her.
That is an amazing story, one I have never heard before. The cake was put together at the last minute and they loved it.
Yes.
I'll bet your client didn't even know what was going on behind the scenes.
Yes. And that's what, for the moment, try to do. We don't want you worried, thinking about what is need to be going on behind the scene. And that's why our planners, they are there making sure that everything is running smoothly, that they make the decision. Even if we have to bear the brunt of it, we'll do it just to make our customer happy.
See, customer service.
Yes.
That's
key. The key.
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Yes.
Have you ever done a cut? Well, let me ask it this way. What's the geography that you cover in the triangle? Do you cover just Chapel Hill? Are you Durham? Are you Raleigh? Are you the whole triangle? What is the geography you cover, Maxine?
Well, I do all of the triangle.
All
but
right.
I even have gone even further than that. I had someone call me up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hello.
Said, "I want to have a 60th birthday celebration. And I know you can cook, girl." So they hired me as a personal chef to come to Myrtle Beach, and we went out shopping, purchased the food, had such a great time doing it together. And so that's something else that sit for the moment aside.
Yeah.
I just don't see you as a customer. I want us to become friends.
See, a relationship.
Yes. And then I've gone to Charlotte. And hey, they said, "Well, you don't think Charlotte is too far to travel?" I said, "No. I'm to Charlotte all the time. No big deal." That,
right down the highway.
Yes. And so I've gone that far as well. So, yes.
What is the secret to making you such a good cook?
Well, I give credit to my mother. At a very young age, she decided she wanted to teach her girls how to be good cooks.
All right.
And so at 8 years old, she put me in front of the stove and she started me off with just the basic. And that is learning how to cook grits.
Grits.
So I do offer
breakfast,
brunch, lunch, and dinner.
Good to know.
So, and all of it, they're like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I ain't had this kind of breakfast in a long time."
Oh my goodness.
And so those are the type of teaching that my mother have taught me over the years.
Yes.
And I tell people, I don't get into wedding cakes, but of course I just gave you an example
how to
improvise. But I do desserts. So I have some wonderful homemade desserts that I do.
You do cobblers?
Yes.
Oh my.
I love peach.
Yes. Woo.
And I love banana pudding.
Yes.
And actually, it's finger-licking good banana pudding.
Oh, my goodness. Come on. I'm getting hungry just listening to you. My goodness. Well, Maxine, you said people call you from Charlotte. They've called you from all parts of the state. How do you market your business? How do people know about you?
Well, I have a website.
As we mentioned. Uh-huh.
And I'm getting into social media. And I'm actually working with someone to try to assist me in that area. I do a lot of networking. Everywhere I go, I try to give people my business card.
Good.
I put flyers up, just letting the public know that For the Moment is here for your special moment.
Yes.
And so we have really been doing very well in getting the word out, mostly by word of mouth. And I'm finding out networking is a great way for your business.
Oh, yes.
Because people can give testimony to not just your services, but who you are.
Right.
And people can say, you can really depend on Maxine. And I stress being on time for an event. You said you want me there 2 hours before the event, believe me, you see me backing up. Beep, beep, beep.
I love it.
And being there on time. I try
and
not to have anyone waiting for the moment.
Girl, this is what it's about.
Yes.
And let's take a break right now.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll go back into your contact information for those who may have missed it when we started this section. But this is wonderful stuff, and it sounds finger-licking good.
Yes.
Thanks, Maxine. We'll take a break right now. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Maxine Mitchell, who is the owner of For the Moment Event Services. Don't go away. Let's hear what Maxine has to say. Mm-hmm. We're back. My guest today is Maxine Mitchell, who is the owner of For the Moment Event Services. Maxine, you gave your contact information in our last segment. Why don't you give it again for those who may have missed it?
Oh, thank you. Again, you can reach Maxine Mitchell at 919-357-3455. And that's 919-357-3455. Or email me at forthemomenteventservices@gmail.com. But again, I encourage you to visit our website at forthemomenteventservices.com and see all the great meals that we prepare.
Thank you, Maxine. Maxine, tell me how you charge your customers. I won't get so much into cost, but what is your standard for charging? For example, 50% due before the event, 100% at the event. How do you charge?
Well, we ask for 50%. When we sign the contract, and then the balance is due, when my services is all finished, then you can pay it. And we offer three different ways that you can pay it. One, by credit card, bank check, money order. And we try to stay away from personal checks because we want everybody happy, including myself.
Including you, right? Good point. Okay. That sounds fair.
Yes.
And I imagine. Mm-hmm.
But we want it to make it convenient for everyone, and we can take your credit card right there on the spot because we offer that to our customers as well.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of competition, I know there's quite a few event planners out there.
Yes.
And you've told us how you set yourself apart because mm-hmm. your cooking and your decorating is just out of sight.
Yes.
What else would you say about how you deal with competitors? Do people take bids, like go to you and then two other competitors? How do you handle competitors? Do you know who your competitors are?
Yes. And in this area, we have quite a few businesses that offer that services, whether it's an established restaurant or individuals that have set up their services, the event service business. But one of the things that we do, we don't focus so much on our competition, is we focus on our services because we stand on the customer service that we provide for our customers. That, and we love the opportunity for you to give us a chance to present our services. Whether you choose to use us or not, you won't hurt our feelings at all. So we just want to be able to have an opportunity to tell you what we could do at your event for you.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Maxine, my last question is, what do you find to be challenging about your business? I won't use the word struggles because it sounds like you're off and running, but what do you find to be the biggest challenge being an event planner?
The biggest challenge I find is just sitting down and getting people to narrow in on what they want, because they start off with such broad ideas, and then getting them to focus in on what do you really want to say at your event. And that often be a challenge. But again, being in the years that I've had in event planning, I have patience, and I sit down with my client and get them to tell me what you want. And some people just think, come in and say, hey, I just want something simple. Okay, what do that mean?
Right.
And I do a great job on getting them to focus in on that and giving us more detail about what they want.
Makes sense to me.
Yes.
Maxine, our time is up. I have to say thank you so much for enlightening me and our audience what your business is all about. It sounds fun.
Yes. And I thank you for the opportunity for me to present my business for the Moment Event Services.
My pleasure. Thank you, Maxine.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been the lovely Maxine Mitchell, who is the owner of For the Moment Event Services. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.